Minister of Community Services.
Honorable Speaker, I rise on behalf of the Liberal government to tribute to Shone FM on its 40th anniversary. As we commemorate Shone FM, we reflect on its remarkable journey from humble beginnings on the frequency 88.9 megahertz, channel 205, to becoming a beacon of community, culture, and connectivity with transmitters all over the Yukon, British Columbia, and the Northwest Territories. Founded in 1984, Shone FM has been more than just a radio station. It has been a steadfast companion, a source of information, and a platform for voices that enrich our shared experience. Over four decades, Shone FM has evolved alongside our communities, adapting to the changing times while remaining true to its mission of serving the people of the Yukon. One of Shone FM's most enduring legacies is its commitment to Indigenous languages and cultures. Through programs that celebrate First Nations heritage, language, and traditions, Shone FM has played a vital role in preserving and promoting diverse Indigenous identities. Its dedication to broadcasting in Southern Tuchone, Northern Tuchone, Gwich'in, and other Indigenous languages has been instrumental in fostering cultural pride and understanding amongst listeners of all backgrounds. Furthermore, Shone FM has been a champion of local artists, musicians, storytellers, providing a platform for their talent to shine. From showcasing emerging musicians to amplifying the voices of seasoned storytellers, Shone FM has been a driving force in nurturing our vibrant arts and culture scene. Its support for community events, festivals, and initiatives has strengthened the bonds that unite us as Yukoners and as Northerners. As we celebrate this significant milestone, let us acknowledge the dedication and hard work of the individuals behind the scenes at Shone FM, the broadcasters, producers, technicians, and staff who have poured their passion and expertise into creating meaningful content. Their tireless efforts have made Shone FM a trusted source of news, entertainment, and a connection for Northerners. In conclusion, on behalf of the Yukon Legislative Assembly and all Yukoners, I extend a heartfelt congratulations to Shone FM on its 40th anniversary. My wish is for the next chapter of Shone FM's legacy to be filled with continued success and service. Thank you, Honorable Speaker.
Member for Port Creek Centre.
Salamat, Mr. Speaker. I rise on behalf of the Yukon Party Official Opposition to pay tribute to Shone FM and Northern Native Broadcasting Yukon. Shone is celebrating 40 years of sharing music, news, and stories with First Nations focus throughout the Yukon, Northern BC, and the Mackenzie Delta. There are so many individuals who were instrumental to getting the small local radio station off the ground. From humble beginnings, this little station has grown to be a staple in many northern households as it offers a little something for everyone due to their block programming format. Besides being a very reliable source for old-time country hits, you won't find on any other station in the Yukon, Shone can also rock out with a variety of classic rock hits. Of course, it's also a staple for First Nation musicians to have their music heard. And Shone is also a source for Friday night radio bingo. We would like to recognize founding and current board members at Northern Native Broadcasting Yukon, the late George Henry, past and current staff at Shone, and of course, so many incredible radio personalities throughout the years. The contributions to this incredible homegrown station are too many to list, but I would like to thank each and every one of those past and present, who has played a role in Shone FM over the last 40 years. Thank you all, and here's to Shone FM, the beat of a different drummer.
Leader of the Third Party.
Thank you, Speaker. I rise today on behalf of the Yukon NDP to celebrate 40 years of community, connection, and the storytelling of Shone FM. Founding board members of Northern Native Broadcasting Yukon were Alan Bike, Randall Tetlici, Albert James, Richard Sidney, Dave Porter, Judy Jindal, and Dave Joe. This board of this nonprofit corporation owned by all 14 Yukon First Nations had a purpose and a grand vision held in its mission statement to reaffirm and maintain First Nation culture, spiritual beliefs, language, traditional values, land, and animals. This group, empowered by that statement, believed that connecting in the North wasn't only possible, but it was critical. And on January 12, 1984, the CRTC approved NNBY's application for a license for an English and native language FM radio station with the call sign of Shone FM. They had 3 years to convince the CRTC that they were worthy of a license renewal, and did they ever. Under the guidance of the first general manager and trailblazer, the late George Henry, Shone took the airways for the very first time from the basement of the old Council of Yukon First Nations building in Riverdale. Under his direction, NNBY would expand its radio coverage in future years to reach over 20,000 listeners. At its height, Shone FM served 28 communities throughout Yukon, Northern BC, and Western Northwest Territories. He and Shone FM are credited with launching the careers of dozens of Yukon First Nation journalists, radio hosts, and broadcast technicians, and we're so thankful for the foundation that they have led. A beautiful example of that foundation that Shone has created is the career of the late Terry Karlick. At the suggestion of a school guidance counselor, Terry started Shone FM as a student working part-time. With virtually no experience, but with a keen interest and desire, Rockin' Terry Karlick carved out a niche for himself by playing music that was relevant to his peers. His influence was far-reaching, and many benefited from his mentorship. When Terry passed away in 2004, Shone dedicated 3 hours of airtime to a tribute to Terry. Friends and family and members of communities from across the territory called into the show to share stories about Terry and offer condolences of his family. Today, Shone listeners continue to enjoy regular Gwich'in language programming thanks to the dedication of longtime host and master fiddler Ben Charlie. There continues to be weekly episodes of Hashagoon in various Yukon First Nation languages, and recently Shone has supported the efforts of Kaska speakers with its monthly show Anazin, live from the living room of Dennis Shorty in Ross River. And during this year's Yukon Native Hockey Tournament, Shone led the pack again by broadcasting play-by-play commentating of a handful of games in Kaska by brothers Tesla Smith and Hammond Dick, who were supported by Kaska learners Emerald Pope and Paul Caesar Jules. And of course, we can't forget the crowd-pleasing Rock the Talk with Grand Chief Peter Johnson, coming in strong at 8 years and counting. So no matter where you go on this, their vast territory of coverage, you're guaranteed to hear Shone FM in the background. Shone's familiar voices can be heard at gas stations, cafes, offices, and kitchen tables, linking language, culture, and people, and tying us all together. This current generation of Shone faces is doing the legacy of connection proud. So congratulations to Shone FM on this 40-year achievement.